All right. Fate is the name of a kid-friendly computer game. Fate is the name of a magazine about a strange and unknown things like UFOs. Fate is the title of the new release from the Philadelphia-based band Dr. Dog. When Dr. Dog stopped by the studios last week to talk to BPP swing host Mike Pesca, the frontman, Scott McMicken, stepped up to the mic, and he and Pesca discussed the difficulty of having some pretty ubiquitous musical influences.
I think I've read, but you know, you guys can fill me in. Some of the influences are the really melodic groups like the Beach Boys and the Beatles. I also read Tom Waits, but who wants to talk about being a big fan of those groups?
Nobody on this planet.
Why? It's been talked about too much?
Well, yeah. It's hard to say something interesting about loving the Beatles and the Beach Boys, but it is true. You know, they just sort of get into your consciousness and they really inform your ears. And I think it happens for a lot of musicians. You know, it's hard to deny the impact that those bands had on pop music. And so, you know, they kind of go in there and they sit in your shoulders and they tell you what sounds right and what doesn't. And it's a really good, in my opinion, it's a really good kind of fallback kind of influence, you know, because there's such intelligence and efficiency and talent and subtlety to those bands that in many ways, I feel like the Beach Boys and the Beatles are underrated bands.
They
oddly
are.
Well, enough.
I think what they are is taken for granted.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they're really important. Okay, let's, you know, play a song. What's the first one? What's the first one up you want to share with us?
It's called Uncovering the Old.
All right, Uncovering the Old from the new album by Dr. Dog, Fate. Let's give a listen.
Full of gold.
All right, that was Uncovering the Old. Now, I read this thing, this album's called Fate because it's a concept album, but it was sort of a retroactive concept album. You didn't realize it was a concept album until all the songs were done. You're like, hey, they're all about fate. Scott, you wrote all the songs or most of the songs?
Half the songs. Toby and I always write about half the songs per album. We keep it about 50-50. But, I mean, that is a valid point in a sense, in very general terms. But it wasn't so retroactive. I mean, it was that we started making the album and then within a few weeks realized that, you know, having opened ourselves up to these ideas that were unintentionally coming back at us from the speakers, at that point we then, you know, put forth more intent into what we were already observing. And so at that point we did, you know, kind of craft it around what we were starting to notice. This process became this kind of manifestation of fate, or something that you could see as, wow, we are witnessing this fated event. I mean, we've become this certain band at this certain point, and there's so much involved in that we need to bring to this. And as soon as we did, the process itself started to bring as much to us. It's the kind of thing that I live for, you know, and it's not the kind of thing you always get.
All right. The guys from Dr. Dog, the new album, and life in general is fate. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us, Blake.
All right. That was great. Thanks a lot.
Hey, big thanks to Dr. Dog for joining Mike Pesca in our studios last week. We'll post a longer version of that interview with another in-studio song performance. That, of course, will be on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. That makes you shake. Next up on this here program, the BPP's Caitlin Kenny is in the studio for our next stage of grief, bargaining. This is the BPP from NPR News. Are you looking behind the scenes?